Hey, this is Molly Adams, and you're listening to YouthCast. One of the best ways to ease into adulthood and the end of summertime freedom is with a summer internship. You don't always work long hours, and therefore you don't have to shoulder too much responsibility. You can sometimes move to another place for a while and get a taste of some travel. And most importantly, you're learning job skills that will help you be a real adult in the coming years. And don't worry, real adults do internships too. They're important. We've featured a few pieces from UNICEF Radio in the past, where students in foreign countries keep digital diaries of their day-to-day life, focusing on an issue that affects them. Bernice Akwamoa was a digital diarist for UNICEF in her hometown of Accra, Ghana, but she returned with another feature when she traveled to London for an internship with Al Jazeera English. Her story highlights feeling homesick and young, but also all the rewards that come with taking a risk and pushing yourself to try something unexpected. This is Bernice's digital diary, a Ghanaian girl's take on London.
I'm really excited today because, and a bit sad because I'm not at home with my mom today. But I called her yesterday and she went like, "Oh, how are you, my dear? I know you wish you were in Ghana for your birthday." Funny enough, when I got up this morning, all my friends had left me in the house. One thing about this city is that people are very, very busy. They don't stay around for you to wake up late and do your stuff. I feel more responsible than ever to be a better person and to work on the things that I find important. Lots has happened for the past year since I turned 20. And I think it's one thing for most girls or for most young women, especially from where I'm coming from. Sometimes you feel the more you grow, the more the pressure on you to get married, the more pressure on you to make a family. Years have passed when women are only deemed fit for the kitchen, but now Ghanaian women have taken up the stride. You find Ghanaian women in very various managerial positions in heading businesses, and you feel that as a young woman who is growing up, you need to live up to standard, not only live up to be a better woman, but live up to be a better career woman. But at the same time, you're supposed to manage this with being a better mother and being a better wife. I think sometimes it's a bit difficult to mix up all these roles and be good at it.
Bernice decided to interview her boss, the one she worked with on a project in Ghana, and who then gave her the internship at Al Jazeera English.
I'm Amanda Palmer, and I work for Al Jazeera English, and I'm the entertainment editor and producer of two programs.
It goes to 90 million homes across the world. Why would they choose a young person like me to do it?
Many reasons why, and that is because I think that young people are far more intelligent and aware of what's going on in their countries and in their environments than they get credit for a lot in the media. There are lots of voices in this world, and people in positions of power or people who are older and hold, you know, a good job in the higher echelons of whatever it might be, they get their voice heard a lot more than young people do. And I don't think that young people all just hang out listening to music in their bedrooms either. The only time you really hear from young people, I find, is sort of on MTV or, mm-hmm. you know, the celebrity culture that seems to be really dominant here in the media. That's partly why I wanted to do a show where we do give a voice to people, an intelligent voice to young people. And most people who might have gone to Ghana, they certainly haven't experienced Ghana the way I was able to experience it with you.
If there is anything that this internship has done for me, it has shown me that I can do more than I can ever dream about. That there are more things that I can use my time for, and that everything that I want to be an international journalist, I want to say what is happening in Africa, but with a humane touch. I want to show the people of the world how my country is or how my world is. I want to show people of the world how children are, what should be done to protect them. All these things, you have opened a very bigger door for me to see that I can do them, and I can do them now. I don't have to wait for 10 years.
Partly because of this internship, Bernice has developed a better idea of the kind of journalism about Africa she would like to do herself.
It's disheartening when you see stories on Africa that always show the fact that, I agree, there are problems. I wouldn't want to hide that. But let's be realistic, there is also hope, and a lot has been done to help the continent. So I'm hoping that the little I've learned here, I'll be able to at least show the world that part of Africa and show that we are all humans, and like how such hopes and such dreams of people who live in the developed world are the same for every other person in the whole wide world, including Africa. Today is my officially last day in the office at Al Jazeera English. I have really enjoyed this internship. It has really been an eye-opener for me, first and foremost. It has shown me what I can do, and it has shown me what other young people can do if they are given the chance. Because if Amanda hadn't given the chance to be part of 48 Accra, I wouldn't have come this far. If she hadn't believed in me enough that if I come here, I'll be able to give of my best, I wouldn't be here. So to everybody out there, say, give young people a chance. They can do it.
That was Bernice's digital diary, a Ghanaian girl's take on London. This is actually the second part of Bernice's audio tour of London. You can head to youthcast.org to find the link to hear part one, where we get more of a sonic tour of the city itself and some good girl talk with her friends about what young women in Ghana, and really all over the world, are expected to do with their lives.
Journey to the Moon.
You've been listening to Youthcast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out online at generationprx.org and at facebook.com/generationprx. There you can listen to old episodes and connect with other people who love youth-made radio because it's the best. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Molly Adams, and this has been Youthcast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.